An Israeli company, by the way, has developed a handheld device that's able to scan coffee beans to determine their quality, powered by artificial intelligence. It's able to classify coffee before it's even roasted. A game changer, they reckon, because they currently use well-paid, apparently, examiners. The process is known as cupping. Coffee's become the world's most valuable trading commodity after oil. Dr. Catherine Black talked to us last year about coffee and the research suggesting that women who get a caffeine fix two or three times a day have less body fat than those who drink none. Catherine's joining us again this morning on a different study. This research is out of Spain. It's in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and it reveals when to drink coffee if you want to burn fat while exercising. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
We already know that caffeine consumption increases exercise performance, don't we? Athletes at one point got into trouble over this.
Yep, they certainly did. It was on the Anti-Doping Agency ban list for a number of years, but has since been removed, and we're pretty confident that caffeine can improve performance in athletes, yeah, for sure.
Scientists examined the effect of caffeine on the oxidation of fat in morning and afternoon workout sessions, and a strong cup of coffee 30 minutes before aerobic exercise increased fat burn. This makes sense to you?
Yep. And that does confirm what's been shown in previous research as well around the use of caffeine and fat oxidation.
Why would it work better in the afternoon, Catherine, rather than in the morning?
It's probably due to the changes in our hormones, which change over the course of the day, and which caffeine also influences as well. Some of our hormones, which affect fat metabolism, fat oxidation.
And why would it work for aerobic exercise, but not for, you know, weightlifting or squats or push-ups?
Well, depends mainly on some of the intensity of the exercise. So the higher the intensity, the more likely you are to use more carbohydrate as your source of energy. Whereas at lower exercise intensities, you utilise more fat than carbohydrate anyway.
So for people who want to burn fat while they exercise, afternoon is better, but morning's okay too. Is it a significant effect?
Well, it was what we call statistically significant. And what it means is, we're using more fat as our source of energy, but it's probably not going to have any impact in terms of weight loss. Having caffeine before performance, you probably have to exercise for about 200 hours to lose a kilogram of body fat.
That's quite dispiriting, isn't it, that you have to work that hard at exercise to have weight come off if that's what you want?
The additional weight loss just from after having caffeine before exercise. If you wanted to lose weight, then probably exercising and controlling your dietary intakes is the most effective way, and caffeine's probably not going to really have any major beneficial effects on top of that.
I'm inferring that it's the dietary intake, as is commonly said, that does the trick rather than the exercise.
Yep. Nutrition is probably the key factor in terms of weight loss, but exercise, also provides a huge range of beneficial effects. It improves mood and all sorts of, positive well-being around exercise as well. So I'd never discourage anyone from exercise.
I've seen it said just finally that if you're an habitual coffee drinker, you can actually get dulled to the effects, can't you, in terms of its stimulating performance?
Yeah, you can, and this is a really interesting area. There's been some research looking at the effect of being a habitual coffee drinker because, it would have seemed that some of the effects you do become dulled to are compared to if you don't usually drink coffee.
Coffee's tricky, isn't it, or caffeine? We all metabolise it differently.
Yeah, we do. Some people are really sensitive, and having some coffee or caffeine could actually impair performance because they become overstimulated, whereas others would possibly see no response at all because it just doesn't affect them, and it may not even be absorbed as well in some individuals. We don't know the full mechanism by how caffeine works in the body in terms of the exercise setting, so it's difficult for us to know if someone's going to see a benefit from caffeine or not until we try them on it.
Good to talk with you about this. And thanks, as always, for your time, Catherine.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jim.
Dr. Catherine Black.